Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, how many ways can Bill ruin things for Hill? Larry Wilmore points out that Bill Clinton didn't exactly help his wife's campaign by getting into a shouting match with Black Lives Matter protesters. Conan O'Brien answers the eternal question, how is Hillary Clinton like a car? Trevor Noah explains why Bernie Sanders got a standing O from the audience at the hit musical Hamilton, and Jimmy Fallon tells us why the candidates at the Democratic debate will be standing in windows. Really. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Here, of course, we're just 3 days away from the big Democratic debate right here in New York. That's right. And both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been busy campaigning throughout the city. Bernie even had some time to see the Broadway show Hamilton with his wife. So it got a little awkward when Bernie stood up and said, I knew Alexander Hamilton, and you, sir, are no Alexander Hamilton.
So it seems Hillary Clinton's campaign for the presidency has been overshadowed by Bill Clinton's ongoing campaign to tank Hillary Clinton's campaign for the presidency. Lemon me.
Bill Clinton was in Philadelphia today, the former president, campaigning for his wife, Hillary, but the former president got into a heated exchange with Black Lives Matter protesters who interrupted his speech.
No, Bill, no. When Black Lives Matter interrupts you, you're supposed to play dead. Wait, no, I'm sorry, that's Bears. That's not,
Now, this weekend was an impressive weekend. Bernie Sanders won Wyoming, continuing the streak. Yep. Ted Cruz won the delegates of Colorado and somewhere in Coral Gables. Oh, you guys don't? Oh, okay. Jeb Bush won the biggest stuffed animal at Ski Bowl. Yeah. We miss you every day, Jeb.
A car owned by Hillary Clinton is for sale, yeah. Like Hillary, the car has been hit from all sides and lately has been starting to stall. Yeah, it's true.
Actually, the debate will be held over in Brooklyn. And to keep it authentic to Brooklyn, each candidate will debate by just shouting out a window at each other.
Your plans are no good! You don't know what you're talking about!
So Bill, in his efforts to be a horrible surrogate for Hillary, went on to apologize for his Black Lives Matter kerfuffle the only way he knows how, by triangulating and strangulating the English language.
So, I did something yesterday in Philadelphia I almost want to apologize for.
What? Almost want to apologize? Okay, hold on. There are two types of apologies, a heartfelt apology and a non-apology. But an almost apology is not a thing. Commit. I almost got you flowers. Because I almost love you.
And what should have been just another weekend of candidates pandering to the locals quickly, very quickly descended into chaos.
In New York, the race for president turning into a subway series. Hillary Clinton opting for the 4 train, where she struggled with her Metro card, swiping it 5 times before it worked.
That is so awkward for Clinton. I feel like the turnstile was like, I'm going with Bernie, man. I'm going with Bernie.
This is a past his prime ninja who can still flick those throwing stars. He just doesn't know who he's gonna hit. And this election season, it always seems to be Hillary's campaign.
Sometimes when I'm on a stage like this, I wish we weren't married, then I could say what I really think. We are all mixed race people. If you believe we finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us.
Awful legacy? You know your wife was the Secretary of State for 4 of those awful years, right? Bill, if you keep that up, you know what you'll be saying in November? Well, honey, you were almost president. Hey, almost. Ah, damn. Hey.
Now, while Hillary was slumming it in the subway, Bernie Sanders, he was going a little more 1%.
Sanders spent some time in Manhattan at the Broadway musical The Phenomenon, Hamilton. After hosting a campaign rally in Brooklyn, he walked in, got a standing ovation.
Yeah, of course Bernie Sanders got a standing ovation at Hamilton. Everyone in the audience thought he was a founding father. Oh my God, it's him! Oh my God!
And get this, Bernie Sanders said on Friday that his goal for financial reform is to, quote, make banking boring again. I think I speak for all Americans when I say, let's just make elections boring again. Please. Yeah.
Please. And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.